Here you go, five short parshas Vayishlach, Chanukah ideas, Tavshin Pei Beis, Alunish with Lunishmas, Rakha Parbas of Moshe, whose first yardzeit was the Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer Geldzahler's yardzeit was Shabbos as well. The first idea comes to us from the Av Shalom, from Menachem Mendel of Kosov, the Av Shalom of Kosov. Beautiful idea, the second puzzle to our parsha. Vayitabo something more. Kosomru la'adoni le'isav, Ko'amar, Abducha Yaakov, Im Lom and Garti, Vayichar Ata, Yaakov charges the Malachim with the message to tell Esav that he lived with God, love and the Russia, va'echa arata, and it says the Avashom, what's his lashon, va'echa arata? Rashi says, garti, b'tari, mitzvah, shamarti, very good, but what's a deeper idea? What's the lashon, va'echa arata? Just said, in love and garti, what's va'echa arata, from then until now, for 20 years, shkoich, says the Avashom, a beautiful insight. Yaakovin was telling Esav that even though 20 years went by, and he was successful. Ki in garti b'beis lavan esrim shana lo nigra chashivusi be'enav ela ki'ilu basi ze'ata. If for me, it was just like I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started in my Yiddishkeit. It's just like week one, lahav the love of dosas to football. You know, you have the same passion. You're 1-0. You want to know. At the end of the day, 20 years went by. He was strong with lavan. But Yaakovinu had a very strong message to Esav. Don't think that my talents got vanquished or that I'm diminished at all. Chas v'shalom. Arata, I'm ready to go. Orech mechadash says the Av Shalom. The chidas ger va'orech ki bechol pam shematitzi leisa lebeitzi yichamni mechadash anasi orech mechadash. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to start fresh. I'm ready to start again. Reminding me of the Torah we said a few weeks ago in Chayit Sar from the Rebbe Rabbanim in Kol Simcha that Yitzchak ba mi ber lechayi roi ba mi ba berchalai. What says Yitzchak ba mi ba berchalai? Va'adayin lo ba. That his entire essence was coming and going and yearning and more davening and more learning and more midos and more kiddush and more tahara, and the whole essence to go against the yavan. Yavans, there's no inyan of his chachos. Everything is just stale. Everything is just cold. But at the end of the day, by a yid, by a Jew, everything is ish. We're fire. We're fired up. Merely, we're on fire for the Rabbono Shalom. We're not satisfied, and that's exactly what the Av Shalom was saying. The Shalom was saying that Yaakov says, "In loving God, Arach Arat, I was ready to go up until now, and I'm ready to start, even as if the 20 years didn't happen." But it's always to be able to continue, to always view ourselves as if we're going like the Rebbe Melech says, "Pischli Sharei Tzedek Avavon Odekoy." To Pischli, always have to find that Pesach, that new chapter, always to feel like we're just starting in anything, everything we do. That's how we fight off the Yevonim, all the Sarm. I think Rosh Hashanah says Chachos, the Indian. One of the inyan of Chanukah is the inyan of his chadash, always starting fresh. With a beautiful sense of the Av Shalom of Kosov, the Rabbanim, the Melech, and I believe of Shor. Moving on to idea number two. In number two comes the Chiddush Harim, the first Ger Rebbe, the grandfather of the Sas Emes. Next pasuk on the parsha. Now he li shor v'chamor tzon ve'eved v'shivcha v'ashvach v'la'agi l'adoni v'nsuchei me'necha. Yaakov says another message. He says, listen, I have a lot of ox, I have a lot of sheep. Eliphaz left me with nothing, mamish. Not sure if he told him that. But at the end of the day, I have all these physical possessions here, I want to be able to give it to you. Says the Chiddush Harim, what's going on over here? What's the deeper message for us? Says the Chiddush Harim, such an incredible insight. Says Yaakov Avinu was giving us, each and every one of us, a lesson. And he specifically talked about his Gashmias first because he didn't care about his Gashmias. Yaakov Avinu parat ashiruso shim yirtza Esav laharalo. And if Esav wanted to hurt him, mutav sheyifka begashmias lo bechelech haruch nishaba. Better he hurt my physical, better he hurt my bank account than my neshama. Better you hurt my guf than he hit my neshama. At the end of the day, says that Yaakovinu, he's talking all about his gashmis because Esav's the only gashmi. Only gashmi. Yaakovinu was talking all about his gashmis because he says that at the end of the day, if I'm going to be hurt, if I deserve to be hurt, let it come to my guf, not to my neshama. Listen to this paragraph from Yaakov Moshe Chalav, the Meimorim with Zortz, it was last week. The whole essence, right? The prime student of Yaakov Moshe Chalav, beautiful insight. It says in Maimar Vav and Meimorim, the whole Indian of Yavan is they can't stand our Mesiris Nefesh. And the Mesiris Nefesh without Cheshbonus. Understand, okay, Judaism, the Torah, the intellectual game is beautiful. But they don't understand the Yishtoikikus. They don't understand the Stapkus. They don't understand the Gaguin. They don't understand the Mesiris Nefesh. The Mesiris Nefesh, Halazeg, Kinu Hayivonim Yisrael, they were jealous. They didn't understand. Rob and Nochel Kichocha Masam Yivula Lam Eis Kol Mesuka Vesara. How can a Jew, how can a Yid have find pleasure in the Rabbono Shalom even among such sorrows, even among such physical torture? Davka Oz Miskal Bekib and Roimus Nafsha Miskabugos of Elokeim. Says Yaakov Moshe Chalav, they were so jealous of our Neshama. The Indian of Yavan is the Indian of Esav, it's the Indian of Gashim, it's not being able to understand the Ruchni, not being able to understand the Neshama. That is the downfall of Esav, and that is the downfall of Yavan. Our charge and our mission, but our really what our goal is, our remote control, the Rebbe Shem is giving us the answers to make sure our neshama is controlling everything that we do. That's the Indian of Chanukah. Indian of Chanukah is not just the physical. That's Purim. Says that he has a quote the whole thing from the Taz and the Vush. That's Purim. The main thing by Chanukah was not the war. The main thing in Chanukah was the menorah. We only won the war because of the menorah, because of the oil, or is it Torah? And then we put the neshama first. The Yaakov Avinu says, the Chiddush Harim says, if I have to get hurt, let me get hurt first. My gashmi, it's not my neshama. Beautiful insight of Chiddush Harim. We have Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Menachem Sin, or Menachem Sin Zaks, the son-in-law of Rotzvi Pesach Fring. Hatzlini nam yadachim yadisav, lamamad bezi bezi, few psukim later, still in Rishon. Yaakov Avinu, beautiful niggin from Yonatan Rozel. Loved his niggin. Not for now. You don't want to listen to my voice. Okay, not for now. He says, save me from the hands of from Esau, my brother, save me from the hands of Esau. What's his lashon? Miyad achim, yad esav. We'll get to the base of Levi in 1 second. But the Menachem Sid Zaks writes it a little introductory to get to the base of Levi. He says, kishenog imi meneg ach, marli bebar v'padim shechosok ha'gol. He's gonna start laughing around with me. Mitzmizah son Hashem v'guf kayam. But he wants to bring me down. What's his miyad? Miyad? Just say miyad. Once. What? Because sometimes Esav wants to go for the neshama to be your brother. And miyad Esav. And then he wants to be your warrior. Like the Mor Chulin says, that what did Yaakov even see in the angel? One says that it was a Baal Avodah Zarah, once it was a Talmud Chacham. Says the Rebbe Nachman, says, listen to this line. Hasakona harishoyna higdola yoser meshniya. The going for the neshama, the miyad achi, when you don't know that he's bad. He looks like as if he's your friend, kind of what's going on in America. Everything's mutter, everything's good. That's the hardest thing, Sahara. But you don't even see that you're living in the Greek culture. You don't even see that we're living in a Yavan. At the end of the day, we have to know what's Yavan and what's not. What's evil and what's not. Here's exactly what the Beis Levi says. Sometimes Yaakovinu is faced with an Esav. In Esav, which a Hitler, everyone knows that Hitler is bad. Sometimes you know. Maybe something that the Yetzirah will cloak himself, like the Baal Shem Tov. There's a famous verse in the Torah, the same in the Baal Shem Tov, I believe. That the Yetzirah is going to be shechted, right? Gemara and Sukkah, they're going to be shechted at the end of days. Why? He's doing their Baal Shem's will. Yeah, the Yetzirah was supposed to do Kaddish Baruch Hu's will to make us do Averis, but not to make our mitzvahs to be Averis. Not to say, oh, it's mutter. No. He was never supposed to do tzoveya. He's never supposed to color something. So it says, Yaakovinu hatzilinim yadachim yadesav. Help me realize when the Yetzirah, he's an Esav, but also help me realize when he's an Achi. That he says that everything's good, and everything, I just want to travel along with you. I just want to do this. And everyone's on their own. Everyone knows what that is in their life. To know what's Yavan and what's not Yavan. To know what's Kaddish and what's not Kaddish. What incredible insight. Really the same insight, but spelled out a little bit differently from the Menachem Sion, Menachem Sion Zaks, and from the Beis Halevi. Moving on to idea number 4. The idea number 4 comes to us to the Rebbe Rabbonim, Rebbe Simcha Rabbonim, Kol Simcha, again, Lamed Beis Chafei Veivasa Yaakov Levado, Veivai Yavig Yishimah, Adavos HaShachar. Yaakov Inu is in the struggle. He's going back to the Tachim Tanim Rashi, quotes of Gemara and Chulin and Sariyaf. Says the Rebbe Rabbonim, what's really Yaakov Inu teaching us? Yaakov Veivaser, Yaakov Levado. Says the Rebbe Rabbonim, Yaakov Ral Atmo Ki'ilu Hurak Noiser B'Shiraim, the Yevaser, the Lashon of Nosar, the Lashon of Shiraim, the Lashon of Anava. He was telling us at the end of the day, you want to know how to beat Esav, you want to know how to be successful in this world, you got to have the Midah of Anava. You got to be the Midah of submission, of complete bittul to the Rebbe Rosham, complete bittul to Achnan to the Rebbe Rosham. Tomorrow night is the Yartzeit of the Basayin, so it's Yogin Aleinu. Melech Bidim and Mamish makes a big deal by Sain. Tash Rebbe said that his father lived by Sain every Shabbos morning. Tash Rebbe said, I saw last night. It says, the Basayin, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, Lamed Beis Ches. Why was he very scared? He quotes the Magen of Mezrich, says, Vayigur Yaakov Ma'od. What's the Ma'od? Ma'od, you have to go back to the mission of Pirkei Avos, Peridal Mishadal. Ma'od, have a Shvaruach. It's telling us at the end of the day, Yaakov is scared. He was channeling his Midah of Anova. Ma'od is a coder for Anova. Ma'od is the coder for Anova. We quote the Kedushas Levi and the Rav Tzadok and all the Sarma Kedushim to be successful in Torah, to be successful in Yiddishkeit. And after she caught for the quality, it says, then Pesach Libet Sorzecha, it's like Kedushas Levi, Moshe Kibbut Torah Misinai. Got to know from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and I've seen it. No, he learned the Midah of Anova, says the Kedushas Levi, and is opening pages to Pirkei Avos. He learned the Midah of Anova from Arsina. You want to be Chanukah, it's all about Torah, Oruzu Torah. You want to be growing in Yiddishkeit. It's got to start with Anova. It's got to start with this spotless. It's got to start with this Midah Kaddish. If you're good at something, to know that you're good at it, but to be self-confident, but to know that it's from the Rebbeinu Shom to complete, have complete his spotless like Yaakov Avinu did. What an incredible idea from the Rebbeinu. Vayivasam Yilashon Noisar. Vayivasam Yira Yaakov Ma'od. Quoting the Magen Ma'od. Ma'od Heve Sharuch. Ma'od is a coder for Midah of Anova. What an incredible insight from Apsalik to Jaslevi. Beautiful insight from the Rebbeinu. Vayivasam Kedushlevi Rav Tzadik. Moving on to the fifth and final idea. Same pasuk, the Be'er Moshe, the Moshe Yechiel, the Ajav of Rabbi. Rabbi Samuel loves quoting Rabbi Imre Bach. Yivasu Yaakov Arva, the Ayvavik Ishima Aral Hashachar. Marn Chulin, Yaakov Avinu goes back for the Pachim Tan of Chazor Aleim. All the Sarim said that the Pachim Tan that ended up being, that was the jug of oil, the jug of oil that lasted. But says the Be'er Moshe, what is Yaakov Avinu also teaching us by going back for the Pachim Tanim? That even though Jews don't feel like the Pachim Tan in their own life, Yaakov, you know, even goes back for them. Yaakov, the Jews, and it wasn't just talking about the oil. Also talking about the neshamas. The neshamas that they feel like the pachim tanim. They feel like, you know, maybe they don't belong. Yaakov, you know, still goes back to tell us that we have to be able to, within ourselves or with others, be able to understand. Always look for that pintalia, like the Chiddush Sharam says, Magen Avram. Every single Jew has the piece of Magen Avram in them. That at the end of the day, Chanukah. Chanukah. Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers, right? There's an Indian of a Shrash Shechina every single Shabbos and every single Yontif. There's an Indian of Morid Shechina, all this Ram, Reb Leibola, Eger talks about this, and all this Ram, Kadosh talking about that. Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the light of menorah, that the Shechina comes down under Yud Tfachim, to understand that Bono Shem is there to be able to lift us up. I have a Talmud. Mamish, the Talmud is an incredible Talmud. I don't want to say his name. But his family does not keep Shabbos. I don't even know if they keep Yom Kippur. But when it comes to Chanukah, there's a menorah in their window. Again, no Shabbos, I don't think Yom Kippur. Chanukah is able to light up those Pachim Tam Jews. And that's a very extreme example. But even in our own lives, every single one of us had the ability to be able to feel, even if we feel like maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur came, no, Chanukah is a time that Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers the Shekhinah down, even to those Jews who feel like they're Pachim Tam. What an incredible insight for the Be'er Moshe, from the label and all this from the Gedoshim. Let's just review these five ideas. So we start off saying Avasham the Kosov already. What's the Doshan of Me'acha Ad Ata? What's Yaakov Avinu telling? He's telling Esav, even after 20 years of Bayal love, and I'm still ready to rock and roll. I'm just like beginning, like the Rebbe Rabbanim said by Yitzchak Avinu. Yaakov didn't just learn from himself; he learned this from his father, from Yitzchak. Yitzchak Bami Ber Lachayroi. Yitzchak Bami Ber Lachayroi. Yichov Gimel in Vayir Yotes. Then no, not Vayir. Chayy Starim. He was just starting. The Ivanim. They have no comprehension of if it's chachas, all the Sarim say. But Shchodesh, no, you are the born, you're born the way you are. No, we have the ability, but always start fresh. Credit mitzvah of the Avasham and from the Rebbe Rabbanim. Second idea, the Chiddush Harim. The Chiddush Harim says, what's he, Lamel Beis Vav, Ahili Yitzon, Abakar, what's he talking about all these, but the Gashmir? Says the Chiddush Harim, Yaakov is telling himself and telling the world and telling Esav, you have to get hurt. Then it comes to Megashas, not to Maruchnis. That's what the Me'amarim says. They were so, the Yivanim were so Mekanan. They don't understand how we could have such a religion, mamish filled with on fire for the Rebbeinu Shom, even if it comes with such, it was sometimes of its heart to understand always putting the Shema first and calling machokas with taz and lavush. Why they called Yimei Simcha? At the end of the day, the whole Indian of the war was not the main thing. The Indian of the war was secondary to the Indian of the neshama of the oil. We only won the war because of winning having find the pachatanim. It's all about the neshama put before the guf. Beautiful idea of the Meirom. Third idea of the Nachamtzi and the Beis Halevi really say the same idea. Miyadachim miyad Esav, Amr Beis Yud Beis. Two miyads, why two miyads? Because sometimes Esav represents the Esav, the Baal of Uruzara, the Gemara Chul and Tzariah. Then he looks like he's your achi, then he looks like he's your brother. You have to know how to be able to battle it off. Well, what really looks like a mitzvah, says the Baal Shem Tov. Like the Yetzar is going to have to pay up for at the end of days. We have to say, what's a mitzvah, what's an aver? What's Choshech Zuyavon, and what's Or, what's Torah? And what's appropriate, what's not? Incredible insight of the Menachem Tzion and the Beis Halevi. The fourth idea we said by Rav Rabbonim, Yivasa Yaakov Levado, Yivasa Loshen of Noisar, of Loshen of Shiraim, and that's the Basayim, the Yir Yaakov Ma'od, Ma'od, the Sidon Lagan Mezrach, Ma'od, Hevesha Ruach, Daladal, and Pekayavos, to build the Chen or Novo, to be, yeah, that's how to be successful against Isa, how to be successful against Yavon, to be successful in Torah Mitzvos, the Dafko, says Rav Tzadok, and the Shizlevi Dafko through the Midah of Anova. And the fifth and final idea, so for the Bar Moshe, the same Pasuk, Yivasa Yaakov Avdo, Pachim Tanim, why would I go back to Pachim Tanim? Not just talking about the oil itself, those jugs, but talking about the each and every single neshama of the Bar Moshe, who feel like they're Pachim Tanim. And maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur came, but we don't have that same inspiration. Nevertheless, we have the ability, Yaakov Avinu says, come, Kimraim, you could always return back to the Rebbeinu Shom. That's what Reb Leibel or all the Shem said, the Kodesh Baruch Hu lowers the Shekhinah down, even lower on Hanukkah, we're able to light the menorah. There's an Indian presuming Nisa, but we're able to light the menorah even under Yud Tfachim, because at the end of the day, the Shaz of Shekhinah is so much closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like my Talmud's family, Shabbos and Kippur, I'm not so sure. Hanukkah, there's a menorah in their house, because at Hanukkah, every single year, connected back to the Rosh Hashanah, connected to that pizza mug in the Ram, like Hashem, because she's Hashem, to always feel like we're starting in a Rosh Hashem, to always put the Neshama before the Guf, to understand what's Esav, what's Miyarechi, what's Miyarechsev, what's a Mitzvah, and what's an Avera, to understand at the end of the day, the crucial, critical Midah Vanova, and to understand, even if you feel like our Pachim, Tanam, we can always return to the Rosh Hashem. Wishing everyone a beautiful week, Shalom.